then I would ask you, I'm going to read from Psalm 8, chapter 8, verses 4 through 6 in the New Living Translation. Why do we switch around to different translations? First of all, we don't feel any stigma to one translation. I think they all have value. The King James I love and I learned, and that's how I look things up, is through the King James. But the new, in this particular verse I'm going to read, it reads a little different in the New Living Translation than it reads in the King James translation and many others. Father, I thank you for your word. And Lord, just help us. Help us to understand and perceive. Help us to grasp your word, because we know it's there to save us and to strengthen us. It is food for our spirit. If you believe that, would you say amen, please? Amen. Well, God bless. Reading at verse 4, what are mere mortals? And the psalmist is talking to God. What are mere mortals that you should think about them? Human beings that you should care for them. Verse 5, yet you made them only a little lower than God. Now the King James and others say a little lower than the angels. But the word, the Hebrew word right there is Elohim, and it's God. Jesus said, have you not read when they tried to stone him that we are gods with a small g? Because we were made in the image of God, and we are God's children. We are made in the image and the likeness of God. Now, those two Hebrew words, that image means that the outward appearance of man is, you have, if you just go by the Hebrew language, is the outward appearance of God. We were made in the image and the likeness. Everybody say likeness. Now, the likeness has to do with the fact of the triune God. Man is a triune being made in the image of God, after his image and his likeness. And we are and above the animals. And we have to understand this. We are the creatures on the earth that God has ordained to have dominion over this, first of all, over the Garden of Eden, but then the whole wide world, all of it. We have at our command angels, and they obey us. Angels do not do anything on this earth unless it has something to do with mankind. Jesus told them, don't you know that I could command the angels and legions of them would come to help me? Legions are here to help us. And not only do we have authority over angels, we have authority over evil spirits and demons. Mankind does. And that is a beautiful thought from God's word. And what I'm sharing tonight is this thought. Do you know just how valuable and special you are? Each and every one of you are made in the image of God. David the psalmist, David the warrior, said this in Psalm 139. He said, oh, Father God, I will praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And that's how you should feel. Yet in my last, since my 20s, bless God, I'm soon to be 70, I have been in the ministry, and so many people that I have seen in the church world have such a poor self-image of them, and that's not what we want for this church family. We want you to know who you are. We want you to know what you can have. We want you to know who you can be. And for everybody in this room, the sky is the limit for you when it comes to God. Why? because he is literally your spiritual father. And as your father, he wants to give you whatever. And it's his. You must understand, everything belongs to God. The psalmist said this, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all them that dwell therein. We all belong, all the angels belong to God. All the fallen angels belong to God. All of mankind, all the animal, all the resources, all the minerals. The silver is mine, he said. The gold is mine, he said. The cattle on 10,000 hills. It all belongs to God. And he rejoices as any good father in sharing and in blessing his children and even blessing his enemies. It rains on the just and the unjust. But what are mortals that you should think about them? Human beings that you should care for them, yet you made them only a little lower than God. And I have no problem with the translation that says angels. But the Hebrew word is Elohim, and that's not the name of an angel. It's one of the many names of God. And you crowned them with glory and honor. Verse 6, you gave them charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority. All things, everything is under the authority of mankind. In Genesis chapter 5, at the book of beginnings, it started with Adam. Then it was Adam and Eve. And in Genesis chapter 5, God brought all the animals to pass before Adam, and Adam named every one of them. And the word says, and whatever Adam said they were, whatever their name was, that was their true name. And he saw it. So we have been given a tremendous amount of authority, number one, and not only that, spiritual power, number two, in the book of Acts chapter 8. Chapter 1 and verse 8, the word says this, you will receive power after that the Holy Spirit comes on you, and this power will help you to be witnesses close by and over all the ends of the earth. See, what is the number one sign of the end of times, the coming of the Lord, so on and so forth? This gospel shall be preached, and then the end shall come. The gospel will be preached. The wars and rumors of wars, well, a simple study in history lets us know that man has never been at peace. Billy Graham said this, there'll be no peace on this earth until the Prince of Peace comes back. We know he's coming. He will destroy the Antichrist with the brightness of his coming. He will set his feet down on the Mount of Olives, and he will set up an everlasting kingdom, and we're part of it. We will rule here for 1,000 years, and we will rule forever with the Lord. And one of the things about each one of you that's special is you are being prepared to rule with Christ. This planet and possibly much, much more. I think no telling what is ahead altogether. You know, God breathed into Adam's lungs. Now, let's take Lucifer. Son of the morning. He was part of creation. Angels were not created the way that mankind was created. They were created a special way. The Bible isn't clear about that. But when talking about the devil, Satan, Lucifer, the word said, you were perfect and beautiful until sin was found in you. You were created, it says, created by God. So, that was what happened with Adam. Adam was created by God. But the way that God created Adam, he formed Adam, mankind, from the dust of the earth. And then the word says that God breathed the breath of life into Adam, and mankind became a living, life-giving cannot die being. You know, it's funny. Not funny, but it's peculiar. When Jesus Christ was resurrected, in the Gospel of John, he called his disciples unto himself, and he showed them his scars. And then the word says, Jesus breathed on the disciples and said, receive the Holy Spirit. A second birth. The birth he proclaimed, one must be born again. Say born again. How many of you here are born again tonight? Praise God. This message then is for you because you're special. Do you know your worth? Do you know how special you are? Because all day long, life works against, especially God's people, to make them feel like they're not worth anything. Because that's the only thing that the devil can do, is try to belittle us and make us small. And we need to be taught more and more how to take authority over the devil, how to take authority over poverty, how to take authority over sickness, how to take authority over bad relationships and bad situations. I want you to know that. And Jesus, God told Noah this, anybody, anything that kills a man should be put to death. An animal? Cain was a murderer. He murdered his brother in Genesis chapter 4. But God said, if anybody kills Cain, their life will be required of them. Why? Because God made man in his image after his likeness, and it is a terrible thing to kill another human being. It's an awful, awful thing. But we can never become all that God wants us to be until we come into the reality of how valuable we are to God, each and every one of us. And some people, we see them and they've always got their head down and they feel bad about themselves. And life somehow has made them feel bad about themselves. And that's not what God wants for anybody. I want to say, whatever a person has done, God can forgive. Where there's life inside of you still in this life, there's hope for you. And just a moment, we'll be taking Holy Communion. And it's a time for God's people to get a tune-up, to get a check-up from the neck up. And whatever, if there's been a problem, if there's an area of your life where you're struggling, that you know that God wants it to be a different way, then we confess those things and God helps us. God's not here to batter you. God loves you. And if I were you, I wouldn't sit under anybody that would batter you with the word. We're supposed to be building each other up. So we can never be all that we are until we realize how valuable we are to God. Now, I'm going to read a couple of verses in the book of Matthew, chapter 10, and I'm going to read them in King James. And I'm not fickle, I'm just pointed. And in Matthew chapter 10, beginning at verse 29, let me get to the right place and it'll be a lot better. The word says this, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? That is just, it's like a dime. It's like a nickel. Two sparrows can be purchased for that price. And not one of them will fall to the ground without our Father taking note of that. You know what we have to understand? We're made in his image after his likeness. But let me tell you something. We're dealing with someone who's a superstar, the creator of this planet. To know that he, if a little bird, you know, I thought about this verse and I thought I would include it here. The other day I was just driving my truck and a bird just decided to play chicken with my truck. And just hit it, and I thought, oh my gosh, Lord, and my heart. I didn't mean to kill that bird. It just bumped into my truck. But I thought about that. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them, not even one of them, shall fall on the ground without your Father knowing. And the very hairs of your head are numbered. Now, we're dealing with somebody that we can sure trust with our prayer requests and our burdens. It's easy for the Lord with me. I lose hair almost daily. Lord, that's a little easier. How many hairs do I have left, Lord? Fear ye not, therefore, because you are of more value than many sparrows. That's what the Son of God, while in this life, said about each one of you. You have to understand the dynamics of the New Testament and of the gospel is such as this. You can actually bring this out by a close study of the word, that if there was only one human on this planet, God would have sent his only begotten Son to die for him on the cross. We're dealing with a superstar. We're dealing with the heavyweight champion of the world, and we're kin to him. And when his disciples said, Jesus, teach us how to pray, as John the Baptist taught his disciples to pray, he said, okay, when you pray, pray like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, our Father, I had no trouble for some reason when I got saved in 1971. I had no trouble speaking to God the Father. I soon learned that what Jesus said, I want you to pray to my Father in my name. And I had no trouble doing that. And I've developed a wonderful relationship with God, Father, Son. I didn't have an earthly dad that was around, so it was wonderful to have God. And he loves us so much. And you, each and every one of you, are worth more than many sparrows. Whosoever, therefore, shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. The Lord said this about us. How special are you? Mankind is the salt of the earth. Now, salt has two main powers. It's flavor. It flavors things. And it has a preserving power. Did you know, according to the book of Thessalonians, the rapture cannot come about while God's church is here? You are worth more than many. You are beautiful. You are special. Each and every one of you. I believe this, that each one of us has a fingerprint that's just like a snowflake. They say no two snowflakes are alike. Well, we all have fingerprints that are very, very individual, and you're wonderful. And you're valuable. And you need to hear that. You need to know that you have worth and that your life counts. For many years, I said, somebody out there needs you. Someone needs you. And they need you to be on your A game. They need you to feel good about yourself because you're great. You're not just good. You are absolutely, totally great. And how does God use mankind here on this earth? By our prayers and by our presence on the earth. There are things that won't happen while mankind is on this earth. like I said just a moment ago, I don't know if you've heard it much, but you have authority over God's angels. They're your angels. Have you ever experienced your angels and fellowshiped with them? I felt them just cover me with their wings and refresh me and encourage me and build me up and strengthen me. And that is available. That fellowship is available for every person under the sound of my voice. I'm sharing a message tonight. It's almost over. That you are beautiful. You are valuable. Your life counts. Your life is special. Don't let anything or anybody or any voice take that away from you, because God thinks the best of you. Well, Angelo, you don't know what I've done, but God does. That's why there's an old rugged cross. Come to the cross. Be a cross person. Last place I'm going to read tonight is Matthew chapter 13. And I'm going to read verses 45 and 46. And I want you to understand this. It took me many years to see this. I heard this thought before, but I kind of rejected it. I said, it's just too much. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found the one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. I heard people teach, and I believe it now, and it took me years to grasp that merchant man, see, he knew his pearls. He knew them. He was an expert. That's God himself. He created us, and you have to understand, we are free moral agents. We can make choices. We can make wrong choices. And when we do, we have a loving Savior and High Priest. His name is Jesus. He ever lives to make intercession for those who are heir of salvation. But when he found that pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Doesn't that sound like John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him and accept him and open their lives to him would not perish, but to receive eternal life. Verse 17 is very important. I don't think it's preached near enough. For the Son of Man did not come into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. Jesus said of his ministry, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save those which are lost. We're just about right now to take Holy Communion. Two spiritual exercises in the New Testament. There were hundreds in the Old. One is water baptism. The other is Holy Communion. And you take communion, you start to take it at an altar in your heart. If you can come to this altar, come. If you can make an altar where you are, make an altar. If it's hard for you to get on your knees, okay then. But let's examine our hearts as Paul instructed us. And if there's anything sinful or something that shouldn't be in there, confess it to the Lord. He will forgive us and restore us and help us.